Om Shanti and good evening. Am I audible? The back? In 1957, in one medical journal, Projectile Technique, the Journal of Projectile Techniques, one study had come. There was one person, an American, and he was suffering from lymphosarcoma. And his disease had progressed. There were swellings everywhere in the body, milky fluid in the lungs. His name was Mr. Wright. And this man was in a very bad shape as regards the medical condition. His doctor, Dr. West, told him that he does not have many more days to live. But the patient was desperate to live. And that was the period when a new chemotherapy drug was introduced. The name of the drug was cribiozin. And newspapers and other sources praised that drug a lot. And this patient developed too much faith in that drug just by reading about it. And he wanted his doctor to try that drug on him. Even though the drug was under the trial phase and the criteria for that drug was that those people who are about to live for 3 months, but this patient did not have even that much time to live. So his doctor, Dr. West, he was reluctant. But patient persisted, patient insisted that I should be given that drug. So he was admitted in the hospital on Friday, given the drug, and by Monday he was absolutely all right. All his swellings, all his glands, all the things which were there, everything just vanished in 2 days. And patient was discharged on Tuesday. And patient went happily home, and for 2 months he was all right, enjoying his life. But then there was some news in newspaper that drug is useless. That drug is useless. And after reading this, patient went in depression and patient was absolutely disheartened, and the disease came back again. All over, he developed swellings again. But this time, his doctor did not want to give in. And he told his patient that whatever you read in the newspaper, that was the crude band. Actually, that's the manufacturing defect. There is some refined drug which is available and which is still there, and it is very effective. So you get admitted again. I will give you the drug. So Mr. Wright got admitted again, and Dr. West gave him distilled water and told him that this is the super refined drug. And within 1 week's time, patient got okay again. All the glands, everything disappeared. And then he went home happily. For 2 months, he lived so well. But then, American Medical Association blew it out that drug, cribiozin, is absolutely useless. All studies have proved, and the final conclusion which came in all the newspapers, that the drug is useless. And then patient read this news. After 2 months, 2 days. And he lost all his faith. The disease came back again. And he died within 2 days. What was this? What do you call this? Yeah? What is happening? There are two things in medical, placebo and nocebo effects. Placebo is something that works on faith. Patient wants a particular injection and instead distilled water is given, he gets okay. There was yet another study which was done in America. Degenerative knee conditions. Two groups, they got operated. And both group had very good recovery. But one group was not operated at all. Just an incision was made and closed. Only the incision was made. But patient was not told this. Patient was told that you are undergoing surgery. It's a blind trial. So, there is something more. Probably we do not know. One of the characters of Shakespeare, she says to his commander, "There are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Macbeth says, "There are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy." What you think, what you understand, there are many more things in the world which are beyond you. Man has just scratched the surface of science. What have we understood about life? What have we understood about this body? What have we understood about this universe? About the things that are happening to me? Is minuscule. Probably there are many things still to know, to understand. So, today we will discuss something which is very, very important. To understand the mind, how it works, how it functions. What are the powers which are hidden in the mind? There are no two minds, but there is only one mind. But there are two spheres, two phases in which it works. As you all know, commonly they tell the picture of an iceberg. What you see, the iceberg, above the surface of water, level of water, is just one part. 1/9 part is below. And that is the subconscious. Subconscious is the storehouse of our emotions, our feelings, our belief systems. While conscious, we work with it. But they say it's just 3% and 97% is the subconscious. There are many names given to it. Male mind, female mind. Subject, objective, subjective. Outer mind, inner mind. Like that. And one must understand what is this subconscious mind. How it works. What we believe deeply within ourselves, the same thing come true. What we believe that this is what is truth, and the same thing comes to pass. What I believe that yes, this is right, and I accept it within myself, automatically my behavior starts like that. For example, there's yet another example. There were two prisoners. Both were given death sentence. This is probably during Second World War in Germany. And the first prisoner was killed in a very brutal manner. And the second prisoner was made to see this. How was he killed, the first prisoner? A very dangerous, poisonous cobra was introduced in the cell of the first prisoner, and he was in so much fear. And second prisoner is seeing this scene, and that cobra just bit the first prisoner and he died immediately. There was foaming at the mouth. his eyes uprolling, and within fractions of a second he died. And the second prisoner was told that next day you will also meet the same fate. All night he was fearful, because to die is one thing, but to die in this manner is a very dreaded thing, very something which one has never thought. And the next day the time comes, and the same cobra is introduced, and he is not seeing, and he is just looking like this on one side, and the cobra is biting him, and he dies immediately. But this time it was not the cobra, just two marks, some needles which were not poisonous. The cobra was just shown and taken out. Something else was used, and two marks, and with that only he died. His blood was tested, it had venom, the poison of the snake. That's quite strange, very strange, something that will challenge the science. But such things have happened in the world. So there is something which is operating deep within us, which is influencing everything. There is something very deep within. What I have accepted as true in the mind, in the subconscious, the same thing is influencing my behavior throughout the day. In medical practice, we see so many patients. Some of the patients are always unhappy, or they keep on getting something or other, and every time they have so many complaints. I have this problem, I have this problem, I have that problem. One problem gets okay, another problem starts. Probably their mindset is so negative somewhere that they are inviting those diseases. There is something, a term known as hypochondriac in medical, where the patient wants diseases. Patient reads about the disease and mimics and comes to doctor. I have appendicitis. The pain here, she will say, or he will say, I am having pain. I have cholecystitis. I have pain in the gallbladder here. First they go on the net and read everything about it. Read the symptoms and everything, and then come to the doctors. And they say, please do this. I am having the problem. Somehow there is some vacuum within. There is an attention seeking behavior. These are those patients who are lonely, and they want to fill this vacuum. There was a lady who used to go to all the different doctors, and every doctor would say her that you don't have any problem. And she would say that these all, none of them is good doctor, because they cannot diagnose me. And she had a huge test of investigations, battery of investigation, everything normal. And when she died, she had that written on her funeral, on that, where she was buried, on her graveyard, for doctors. See, I had some problem. So there are two things. One is the conscious, another is below, hidden, subconscious. And there is one barrier in between, that we call, let us call it pre-conscious. So it's very difficult to put something there in the subconscious straight away. It has to be introduced in a very subtle manner, if you want to consciously do it. It happens suddenly, and it is so subtle that we don't even realize. There are two shops. Okay, there is one wine shop where the German music is played. And people who are coming, they don't know which music is getting played, but they prefer German wine. That music is somewhere subconsciously going somewhere within. Now there is a French music which is being played. Automatically they go for French wine. Even they don't know what they are doing, but this is happening. So the workings of the mind are very subtle, very, very subtle. And as I said, the subconscious is a very powerful reservoir. If we can just access it, unleash the strength which is within it, we can become so powerful, we can't even realize. As I said, we are using a very small part of our mind power. Can we use this to the full extent? Yes, we can. But conscious mind should be made calm. Then only anything we can introduce into the subconscious. There are two timings where this preconscious is lifted. Which is that? In 24 hours. Before sleeping and early in the morning. The moment you get up, the first thought, whatever is coming in the mind, the same would have effect throughout the day. If that thought is good, goodness. If that thought is bad, something bad. If that thought is very elevated, very pure, it will affect the whole day. If that thought is vicious, if that thought is waste, if that thought is sinful, the same thing will happen throughout the day. In the similar manner, what we do during sleep, you must have heard of subliminal messages. Subliminal messages are those you just sleep and somebody is listening to some class, some song or some music, and whatever is thinking during that time, that thinking is straight away going, thoughts are straight away going in the subconscious. That's why they say the maximum learning, if you want to learn language, they say that the best time is to learn at the time of sleeping. There are nowadays lot of research being done on that. There is something which is known as Yoga Nidra. This is very, very, this is an old technique, but nowadays has become very much scientific and a lot of researches have been done on this. There was one Swami Ved from India who was master of Yoga Nidra. He went to Spain and he had some lecture to deliver there. He did not know Spanish. So he wrote down his speech in English, 4 pages, slept, went in Yoga Nidra, asked his disciple to translate that speech in Spanish and to read it out whilst he was sleeping. He was sleeping and almost snoring, but he was in that stage of Yoga Nidra, and the disciple read out the entire speech in Spanish. This Swami, he got up after 1 hour, went in front of the audience and spoke in Spanish for 1 hour. The same speech. He did not know Spanish. These are some of the miraculous things which are happening and which are true. So, how to harness this power of subconscious mind? As I said, there are two spheres where the mind is working. One is the conscious mind, very logical. Reasons, logic. Subconscious is creative. Subconscious doesn't argue. Subconscious, if you keep on saying to the subconscious mind for 1 month, keep on repeating, I am buffalo. I am buffalo. I am buffalo. One day you are told, can you move from this door? You will say, no, I can't because I am buffalo. The door is so small. Why? Because it has gone in the subconscious mind. I will tell you a very true example. In our hospital, Mount Abu, Rajasthan, Global Hospital, there is one brother. His grandmother often comes to me. She lives in some village in some different state in India. So she comes often. And what is her problem, you know? You can't believe. People laugh. But for her, it is very true. She says, there is a snake in my chest. It's just laughable. And for her sake, I took out her x-ray and showed us. See, where is the snake? There is no snake. Just for her sake, explained her everything. But she says, I can't just sleep. The whole night the snake is moving inside here. So this was 4 years back. After two, now she came this time. I said, how are you? Everything is okay here? Now she said, there are two snakes. Now what to do? It's so difficult to convince her. You do everything. But, and this is a really, I had heard of such story only in some books, but this is a practical example. One of our brothers who is working there in Ayurveda department, his grandmother, she comes and says this. Now how to convince her, how to explain her? Because this thing has gone very deep in the subconscious mind. She has accepted it is true. She said, whatever you give. She is on some psychiatric drugs now. Whatever you do, it is, unless and until you remove this, I am not going to get okay. So what is this? Our belief systems. What we accept inside as true. As I said, I was discussing, subconscious mind doesn't argue. Subconscious mind doesn't debate. Subconscious mind just accepts what you give it. You tell him, tell it anything. It will accept and it will become true. George Washington was a very small boy. He did not have money even to go in school. And his job was to play that he used to use that bell in between the, he was working in some school. And his job was just to ring that bell. Tan, 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 in between the two periods of the schools. And he himself did not have any money to study. So what he used to do, tan, 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 I, George Washington, will become the president of America one day. Tan, tan, tan. A small boy who is uneducated, who doesn't have money for studying, nothing. But what he is doing? I, George Washington, would become the president of America. Every time he is doing this, every time. And one day he became the president of America. What was this? He was feeding his subconscious mind with something. So what we feed our mind with, that is very important. Throughout the day, there is a negative thought pattern. Throughout the day, there is negative thinking going on within us. And somehow we are influencing our actions. We are not knowing, but it is happening within. So if we can consciously do something, definitely everything would change. How the habits are formed in a similar manner. So I'll tell you a few methods to activate the subconscious mind. The first method, awareness. The first method is awareness. What is awareness? What is mindfulness? To live with awareness, to live with mindfulness means, now you are sitting here and listening. To listen with awareness means only listen. Sitting here, don't think what has happened throughout the day. Sitting here, don't try to plan what I have to do next. Just now, sitting with complete and total mindfulness. These are the practices one should do to activate the subconscious, to reach the subconscious. Because to reach the subconscious, we'll have to do everything that has to do with mind, but consciously doing. And doing it for a long time so that it becomes an habit. So, live with awareness. When I'm eating, I'm only eating. When I walk, I only walk. With awareness, yes, I am walking. Again, the mind would try to go back to that original old thought pattern. But every time it goes, bring it back. And live with awareness. Because when we are alert and aware, the chances of committing mistake are very low. we commit mistake when we become unconscious. Suppose somebody is walking here and there is a hole there. When he is totally alert, awake, he will never fall in that hole. But when he is little drowsy, there is every chance that he will fall. In the similar manner, the pathways of the mind are like that. When we live with alertness, with awareness, such fall will not happen. And gradually, somehow we are activating the subconscious, which is so deep within. And whatever, know one thing, whatever subconscious mind accepts, then the whole universe will conspire, that's the word, to make it come true. Have you read the book Alchemist? It's a very beautiful book. Whatever you think deep within yourself, the whole universe will conspire to make it come true. I often give the example of our dean, Dr. Aichit. When I was in the medical college, it was his last day. He was retiring. And he was giving his farewell speech. He said that when I entered this medical college in 1960s, a young boy, lot of fear of ragging, I made one resolution. Just I stepped into the medical campus and I made one resolution. One day I will become the dean of this college. Such a high resolution, such a high thought, such a high vision he created, that I will become the dean of this medical college. And he forgot about it. But gradually the subconscious mind was acting upon it. And he became the dean. In the similar manner, I remember when we were medical students living in the hostels. So, as you know, medical students are never interested in studying. they just study just before exam. 15 days before, or at least 1 month before exam. That's the only time. Because we have so many other things to do. Other means extracurricular. Extracurricular doesn't mean sports and all. Something else. So they are busy in all that. So we had hostels and rooms. On the door, those who were living inside, the students, they used to write, they have not become doctors. They are first MBBS, second MBBS. They have not even got the certificate. What they used to write, Dr. Anil, head of the department, medicine. Somebody would write, Dr. This, his name, and below he will write, head of the department of plastic surgery. All those, few degrees, all full of degrees. USA written, this written, that written, honors, and no studies, zero studies. Now, I look back. After 15-20 years, whatever each one had written, each one has become. Many of them got failed. Some took 5-6 years for completing MBBS. But whatever each one had written, the vision which they had created that time, everybody has become that in long run. Some took less time, some took more time, but they became. So this is how the mind works. So what you are feeding? So the first thing is awareness. Second is balance. A balanced personality. Mind has a tendency to go towards extreme. It swings like this. Sometimes the food is so tasty, overeating. And then obesity. And then somebody says, oh, you are becoming fat. Immediately we become conscious. And suddenly you give up everything. And then extreme. No food. Fasting. This is how the mind swings. Sleep. Oversleeping. No sleep. These are the two very important things in life, sleep and food. One who can strike a balance in these two things, he becomes mentally very stable. And this is a very important part of subconscious mind. To strike a balance. Don't go to the extreme. Ati sarvatra varjate. Avoid the extremes. Everything. That could be anything. Everything in balance. Wherever there is a balance, there is bliss and there is blessing. Automatically. So, just decide. Just think. Which are the things in life? For example, we go something. Sometimes we go very close to some person. So close that I can't live without her or him now. And this, then when I'm so close to that person, a time comes when I develop contempt, hostility, hatred for that person, for the same person. And then I go to the other side. He becomes the greatest enemy. The one who was the greatest friend. This is how the mind swings. That's why they say that in relationships, there should be a very good distance between two persons. It doesn't mean that they are not loving each other. But it is known as psychological distancing. Because when two persons are coming very close, conflicts start. They start seeing each other's faults, defects. That's why, whether they are husband, wives, friends, partners, or anyone like that, there should be a very good distance. Even for the person whom you respect too much, who is your ideal, keep him at a distance so that you keep learning from him. The moment you go very near to that person, then you start seeing his faults. Oh, he is doing like that. Oh, he is like that also. He is this level also. And then you start developing little hatred for that person. And you go away from him. So this is a very important concept in psychology. Distance. Psychological distancing. Rabindranath Tagore, have you heard of his name? Yeah, he had written a beautiful book, Shoshir Kobita, that's in Bengali. English, the last poem. Two persons, one girl, one lady, one man. They are in love with each other, they want to marry each other. The lady is very rich, the man is very poor. But they want to marry. But the lady says, I will marry you. But after marriage, we will live separately. He says, what? Then what is the purpose? What is the use? It is useless. Then why are we marrying then? He said, this is the only condition I have. I will build a palace for you on that side. I will be on this side. In between, there is a lake. So we can meet every day. Sometimes you are doing boat riding. I am coming from this side. Hello, hi. But we will not do it purposefully. Sometimes you are coming from that side, I am coming from this side. He said, but why? He said, this is the only condition. And she says, if you don't agree to this condition, okay. You can marry somebody else. But I love you so much that I will not marry anyone. I will live like this in your remembrance throughout my life. He is shocked and he says, what is this? I can't understand. What is this condition? He says, this is what it is. I don't want the relationship which we are enjoying now. Our romance should remain fresh throughout. And that's why I want one distance. This distance. So, no matter where are you staying. He on that side, I am on this side, in between some lake. Not hatred. Love is there. It's not hatred. It is to give each other space. Everybody needs space to breathe. So create that distance. One is that I am not talking because I am angry with him. Not this. Silence, which is arising out of love. So that is the second method, balance. The third method, creativity. Do something new each day. Getting up early in the morning, then rushing newspapers, rushing to office, whole day office, coming back, television, social media. That's what life is all about. Can we do something new? Can we do something which mind has not done before? Some little acts of goodness. Go out of your way and helping somebody who needs your help. The mind, make a list of things which you can do, which you had not done before. Small acts of goodness. We see in the hospital, many people come, they give flower to every patient, rose to every patient and go away. They have no one admitted, no relative admitted there. Just they come, they do it and they go away. Small act of goodness. Whenever you do something, there is one thing, one is thought, think that I will do this and then action. But there is another way out. When you are so down, depressed sometimes, what you have to do is straight away go for action. Then the actions will create thoughts. When you know that this is a good action, straight work on the action. Go and help somebody. Orphanages or old age home. Something like that is there in the world. Or go in some garden, sit there. All alone. Nobody around you. In solitude, in silence. Churn something, reflect on something, read some poem, write some poem, compose something new. Writing is such a good job, or such a good thing. One must develop the habit of writing. You can write your own diary. Every day write. This day, this happened. Morning here, evening. Then evening I went and attended this session. Everything, whatever has happened. One good thing is that sometimes you don't remember the dates. You can go in your diary and see. Okay, on this day it was. This is one other effect of that. But most of the time, suppose somebody said very bad to you. You felt very bad. You got angry or you cried. Write down everything. And if you fear that somebody would see my diary, use code words then. Don't write anyone's name. X, Y, Z, something like that. Or use very tough language, which nobody understands. Something new you have to do. Whether it is writing, whether it is dancing, whether it is singing, whether it is going out somewhere, whether it is going out of your way and helping somebody. Something new. There's one book in English, Sense of Wonder, written by one 70-year-old lady. At the age of 70, she thought something is missing in my life, which I should have done. So she decides, let me go back. I want to become a small child. So she makes friendship with a 3-year-old boy and stays with that boy for 2 years till the boy is 5-year-old. And she does everything what the boy does. The boy is crawling, so she also crawls. The boy is running after something, so she also runs after something. She does everything, all the stupid things. She wants to experiment. What happens? The child is showing wonder at things. She is also wondering. Sense of wonder. Create that sense of wonder within. There are two words in English. Surprise and wonder. What is the difference? Dictionary says both are same. Surprise is something outside, wonder is something within. One is ashcharya, another is vismaya, which is within. Oh, it's like that. So do something new. The moment new thing is done, something happens in the subconscious, and keep on doing new things every day. Let not 2 days be similar. Consciously do something new. Something new. Just as coming here is a new thing. Whenever you get such lectures, such classes, anywhere, let be of any spiritual institution or any institution, go there and sit. Go to some temple and sit there. Go to some spiritual place and sit there. Go to some lonely place, go in some garden. Go to some beach and think about the mysteries of life. These are the things which really activate the subconscious. And then next, fourth method, digital detox, which is very necessary nowadays. Everybody is so drowned in mobile. You know, in between, one very good video had come. A group of helpers. These are those special people who will help you during you are busy in mobile. The person will help you cross the road. You keep on busy. You know, there are people who they have particular dress and they will help you. You keep on doing. The mother is making the baby swing, but she is busy. So you keep on. He is holding her mobile and he is also helping to swing. So those people are there who will help you. Thus, one day such thing is going to happen. One is so much lost. There's no time. This was a beautiful picture which had come Mother's Day. Okay. So all children had come to their family to celebrate Mother's Day. Mother is sitting in between. All children are sitting in circle. Everybody busy. And mother is like that. That is Mother's Day. They are celebrating. Nobody has time. So it's a time to disconnect, to reconnect. In 24 hours, learn to go offline in between so that you can connect yourself with yourself. You can be with yourself. All the 24 hours, same things. Nothing is going to happen if you miss one notification. In America, there was a study done and they said that a business executive checks his email 38 times in a day. It would be more also. There are people who check their WhatsApp every 1 minute. Every 1 minute. They don't want to miss a single message. If it is an unknown number, go in the true caller. Find out who is he. Find out why he called. Call him from another number. Many things like that. One has to disconnect from the outside world for some time. In 24 hours, at least till 8 o'clock in the morning. If it is not very urgent, keep it aside. Devote your time for self-checking, for self-contemplation, self-analysis. To be in silence, self-talk. Throughout the day we are talking with others. Go within and talk with yourself. So digital detox. And then next, fifth method. Exercise. A person is feeling down. He does exercise. After exercise, he cannot have the same mood. Endorphins, some happiness hormones are released. And for that, you have to get up early in the morning. So that you can have some exercise. This has got so many positive effects on our mind. Otherwise, this mind is like muscle. It becomes flabby if it doesn't undergo any exercise. Because when you are exercising, one mind is exercising at the same time. It is not just the body. The connection is very deep. One American author had written that he had a fight with his father whole night, the fight. And then early in the morning he said, I cannot live in this house. I am going. His father said, get out. So he left. But after going out of the house, he realized, I don't have money. What should I do? How will I go? So he started walking. Walking. 4 kilometers, 6 kilometers, 10 kilometers. And while walking, it was a morning hour. Fresh. And while walking, he realized, it is my mistake. I should go and say sorry to my father. And he came back. This he wrote as a benefit of walking. Your mind becomes fresh. You cannot remain the same person. You become a different person. go for a very long walk. Sometimes when you feel down, you're not feeling like to do anything at night, the moment, try to force yourself, get up early in the morning and go for a walk. Something new will happen. Something new will come to the mind. And the mind will again rise up. So, exercise. The next method, first things first. First thing first means prioritize things. And give maximum priority in life to peace of mind. That should be given the first priority. The first priority is not wealth. The first priority is not relationships. They are all later on. The first priority is not persons. The first priority is not job. The first priority is that I should remain peaceful. One of the greatest authors, Joshua Lipman, when he was very young, 22 year, he made a list of things he want to achieve in life. Wealth, good wife, children, this, name, position, fame, glory. Huge list he made so that nothing should be missed out. Before only he made a list. This is what I will going to achieve in life. And he went to one sage, one wise man who used to live there. And that wise man, he said, is there anything remaining? The wise man took a paper and cut everything. He said, it is all useless. And he wrote just one word, one line, peace of mind. Achieve this first. And this is the same person who wrote a very classic book later on, Peace of Mind. The name of the book is Peace of Mind. Joshua Lipman. So it is prioritize. And the priority is peace. When the mind is peaceful, when the conscious mind is very calm, automatically subconscious gets activated. And meditation does the same thing. Calming the subconscious. Make it very, very calm. So, for 2 minutes, for 1 minute, all of you just sit alert. Just a short internal journey. Red light. Whole body. Relax. Mind totally calm, eyes closed, who I am, what I am, what I am doing here. What is the goal of my life? Have I gone somewhere wrong? Visualize your family. All the family members. See in your mind's eye. Your office, your boss, your colleagues, your friends, your juniors. See the daily travel. Am I really doing that I was supposed to do? What were my dreams earlier? What is the goal of this life? Let me stop. And think. as a detached observer. Let me see everything on the screen of life, where life is taking me. Am I not calling my greed as my need? Let me calm down. Let me become peaceful again. I am a peaceful being. My whole body has become peaceful. Whole life has become peaceful. The subtle wave of peace is not peace, the goal of life is not to remain happy, the ultimate aim of life. In running after the worldly things, is it that I have lost my peace and happiness? If yes, let me come back. I am full of peace today, and the fountain of happiness within me. The next method is goal setting. Set the goal in life. What is the goal of my life? What I want to really achieve in life? Be very clear about it. And remember one thing. There's a very good saying in English. Not failure, but low aim is crime. Not failure, but low aim is a crime. Aim for the highest, seek the highest. And then next, habits. Create new healthy habits. Whenever you see somebody and you feel that this person has a very good habit, just note it down. And then decide, how can I work on this? How can I make this particular thing my habit? And remember, any habit takes 3 days to 21 days to 90 days to form. A lot of research say 21 days. There's a book which was published in 1950, Psycho Cybernetics. The author of that book, Maxwell, he was earlier a surgeon, then he became plastic surgeon, then he became psychologist. He wrote, whenever I operated on some lady and did plastic surgery on her, it took her 21 days to accept her new face. Till that time she could not accept. Whenever I operated on somebody and amputated his limb, the person would still feel that I have a limb. There is a gangrene which was spreading, he had to cut a bony amputation. But the person would feel as if my knee is there. He would start walking and fall down. Phantom limb it is known as. Whenever you go to new place, to adjust to new room, you take at least 3 days. Maximum you need 21 days. You feel that this is my house. So work, aim for first 3 days, I will do this thing. Then make it 7 days and make 21 days. Keep on repeating same thing. whether it is food habit, whether it is anything it is. Apply this principle of forming new habits. One of the habits is meditation, just now we did. This was a very short one. But calm the mind. And the moment the conscious is calmed, automatically subconscious gets activated. And the power and the energy and the unprecedented power which is within it is released. The next method, inquisitiveness. Inquisitiveness means curiosity to know things. What are things? Let me know, let me understand. What is this mystery of life? Why am I not understanding? English author D.H. Lawrence was asked by one child once, "Uncle, why leaves are green? Tell me what you will answer if somebody, your child asks you, Mommy, tell me why leaves are green or why sky is blue." You will do something and make him shut up. Such stupid questions. First you don't do your study and ask such things. D.H. Lawrence is such a great author, written so many books and all. He said, "Child, even I don't know. I am trying. I will love to understand. I will try and let you know." If you say the answer is leaves are green because chlorophyll is red, green, but then why the chlorophyll is green? The question still remains the same. Do I know everything? Except that there are many things I have not known. And they learn from us. Our children learn from us. Whatever we will do, they will do the same. Curiosity. Just as I am using the word subconscious mind. Don't get contented with this class. Go and research. Don't say, "Oh, it was very good, it was very good." You telling other friends, "You should have come, it was very good, huh? Why you did not come? I told you to come, still you did not come. You missed it, really." This, don't remain happy here. Go ahead. Now, this is just an introductory thing which I am telling you here. The rest you have to do. Explore it. Understand it. Be curious to know what are affirmations. Be curious to know what are subliminal messages. Be curious to know what all things people did on the basis of subconscious mind, their mind power. The next method is journey. Go for journey. There are two journeys, inner and outside. Those who do a lot of traveling, they love many things. They learn many things. Different cultures, different language, different places, different things, different experiences. Many things. And that somehow goes and broadens our mind. And then next is this knowing, using this moment. Is using this moment, living in now. This is a very important thing. Rather than living in the past, rather than living in future, learn to use this moment. Know this moment. Utilize this moment. There's a book in English, Power of Now, very famous. Everywhere you might have seen it. The author is stressing only one thing. Eckhart Tolle. Live in this moment. In this moment lies the eternity. Rather than brooding over the past. This thing should not happen. That thing should not happen. Why this happened with me? This is a very bad event of my life. I can't just forget this. It's so traumatic childhood. Somebody tortured me mentally, emotionally. Harassed me like anything. It's not coming out of that. The same thing is going on and on and on and on and on. All thoughts are focused on the past. When you will live this moment, this present moment. The present is slipping out of fingers. So focus on the past, on the present. Forget what has happened till now. Full stop. Full stop. Don't cry over the spilled milk. I have the power to change it now by my present actions. Somebody says that past is pseudo time and future is also pseudo time. The only true time is now. So live in this moment. The next, love yourself. We have been taught to love others, but do I love myself? There is a feeling of inferiority complex. There is a feeling of guilt consciousness. There is a feeling of self-victimization. Somewhere we always do self-victimization or blame game. Out of these two, we resort to one. Victimize yourself. I, because of me, things are not happening well. I am not good. A child is told by his parents all the time, you are not good, you are hopeless, you are useless, you never score good marks. And some sense of heen bhavna, some inferiority complexes, some complexes are developed in him. And he never grow up. He suffers internally, mentally. Because the same feedback has come throughout his life, in his childhood. So, love yourself. Start loving yourself. And then next, motivate yourself. Whenever you fall down, make something that will make you rise up again. There were so many examples in the world where people were absolutely devastated. Look at the life of Abraham Lincoln. If you study his life, everywhere there is a defeat. 15, 16 defeats. Everywhere something, he lost his mother, he lost his this. Everywhere happiness. At the last, 1860, elected as President of America. Before that, the whole life is filled with defeats. But these are those people who never gave in, who persisted, who continued. We will not give in. Have you heard of Anurima Sinha, Indian lady? She was a young lady, athlete, going by train. Some robbers tried to snatch her chain. She fell down from the train. Another train came and crushed her legs. One leg was gone. Was in the AIIMS hospital, New Delhi, for a long time. Kept on reading, saying, people are coming and again depressing her. Oh, very bad thing happened with you. These are the people, relatives. They don't encourage. They rather make you more depressed by telling you how bad things have happened with you. But she became the first lady in the world, handicapped lady, to climb Mount Everest in 2014. She did not yield to the circumstances. She motivated herself. So motivate yourself by filling yourself with inspirational thoughts, inspirational videos, inspirational speeches, inspirational books, so that you don't come down. Because once you go down, it's very difficult to get up again. So keep on, be self-inspired person. And then next, nature. How many of you love nature? To be in the nature, to be in garden, all of you. But how often we are seeking nature? We are so away from nature. Go every day and seek nature. Go on the terrace, go to the garden. Go on the hillside. Go wherever there is nature. Beauty of nature. The chirping of the birds. The moving clouds. The rising sun. The falling of the waterfall. And don't go along with somebody. Otherwise, talk. Gossips. Lao Tse was one of the Chinese philosophers, the founder of Taoism. Lao Tse. He used to love solitude so much. And he had a friend who also used to love solitude. So they both used to go for morning walk. But they would not utter a single word. Very silent walk. Once another person came and he said, I want to join you. He said, come, but please don't speak much. So he said, okay, I will not speak. And they started for morning walk. In between, the friend said, oh, what a sunrise. Just this much. And then he understood I should not talk. And he came back. So he left. So these two friends now, Lao Tse says to them, we should not take this man again. He speaks too much. He just uttered one word, what a sunrise. He is talkative man. Just keep him aside. If you want to seek nature, seek in solitude. Go alone and sit. And see the waves of the ocean coming and going. Think of ocean. Think of waves. Think of the foam. Think of the sun. Think of the unlimitedness of the ocean. The vastness of the ocean. Write something, compose poetries. What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare, no time to stand beneath the bough and stare as long as sheep and cow. A poor life this if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. Very beautiful poem. When we were children, we had W.H. Davis. What is this life full of care? Look at that cow, she is quite happy. At least she has a time to stand and stare. We have no time to stand. We are just rushing, running, 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 running. A poor life, this is full of care. We have no time to stand and stare. So nature. Nature will activate the subconscious mind. And then next, observation. Observe minutely. Develop the Sherlock Holmes skill of observation. And then positive thinking. Learn the art of positive thinking. In the worst of the situation, what positive I can see. And then questioning. Keep on questioning yourself about things. And then Rajyoga meditation, which you will learn here. If you have some time, come here and learn this technique of Rajyoga meditation that will calm the mind. And then I will just name now, because time is running out and we have some question answer session. Stress management, time management, visualization. Visualize, learn this art of visualization. It's a big topic. Even a 1 hour class can be given on visualization. Then waking and walking. Early morning waking and go for a walk. This will activate the subconscious. And then X-ray. Self-checking twice a day. Morning and before night. And then Yog Nidra and Z, zeal and enthusiasm. So starting from A till Z. These are a total 26 things. Few I have just mentioned. And I leave it unto you to research. I'll revise everything again. First, awareness. Second, balance. Third, creativity. Then, digital detox. And then, exercise. And then, first things first. And then, goal setting in life is very important. And then, new habits. And then, inquisitiveness, curiosity. And then, journey. And then be in this moment. Keep your full attention in this moment. Keep focused on this moment. And then love yourself, motivate yourself, and then nature, and then observation, and then positive thinking. Questioning, Rajyoga, stress management, this is a big topic, time management. You can find out, just one word here, what are the time wasters of my life? Who are the time wasters of my life? Who are those people? The moment they come to me, I start wasting time. Find out. And then visualization, and then walking and waking, and then X-ray means self-checking, then yoga, nidra, zeal and zest. Something is remaining at between you is understanding self and others. understand yourself and understand others. So there are a few things out of many, and which discussed only few, and few just I mentioned the names. So where is the sister? She has some. Okay. Few things we'll cover during question answer. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Sachin Bhai. Did you have a good, substantial talk tonight? You got 26 points, huh? So just to apply 2-3 points.
Only
a
one
month.
If applied. All 25 are included in one. Apply only one, all 25 would get included in that one.
See, the magic. You have to explain to them what it means.
Let them ask something.
Okay, so do you want to ask the same first question?
Anything, not even of this topic or anything.
Yeah. Anybody wants to ask a question?
Because this topic is so big, I can go and talking till morning. No. Yeah.
My question, I'm David. My question is that you talk about the ladies who have two snakes in her heart.
Yeah.
For me, I do have this problem, but it's not a snake. What I have two fear in my life,
yeah.
Even up to now. One is that when I go to the seaside, I feel that there are sharks around. I'm a good swimmer, but once I go to the seaside, I can imagine just the seashore only. I feel there are sharks around.
Yeah.
And I realized this is because I saw the movie Jaws when I was young. Then my second question is that I have a fear of darkness.
Yeah.
The fear of darkness is that even if I go to a building like this, when it's dark, I can imagine there are ghosts around. Really, even yeah. If suddenly everybody disperse and the light is off, I feel that they are imaginative.
Okay, I got your things.
That's my two questions.
Napoleon was 6 months old.
Thank you.
He was in the cradle. His maid had just gone out, and suddenly a cat jumped, a wild cat. He was unscratched. The maid came back, but now this fear was in his subconscious mind. He grew up to become one of the greatest warrior. He would not fear even lions, but he had only one fear. Cats. In the Battle of Waterloo, his opponent got to know about this fear. He was undefeated till now, invincible. He brought 20 cats. His opponent, his enemy, and threw upon him. And Napoleon was defeated. This is one. Now I am coming to your questions. Also the question and also the solution. There was a man who used to drink alcohol. Okay. After drinking alcohol, he would see snakes everywhere. And they were so dangerous, poisonous snakes. And he was so afraid of those snakes. He would tell his friends, what should I do? The friends would convince him they are imaginary. They are not real. But he was not ready to accept because they were real for him. Because he is seeing the snakes. He went to many doctors, but nothing worked. Ultimately, what he did? He got a cage. A cage. In that cage, he kept Nevla. What do you call Nevla? Mongoose. And then he used to move with that cage and the mongoose inside. People would answer you, "Why? What is in this?" He would say, "Mongoose." For what? To kill those snakes. Which I see. But they would say, "But the snakes are imaginary." He would say, "The mongoose is also imaginary." So if there is a fear in the mind, which is known as phobias, whether the fear of ghosts or sharks in the ocean, this is itself an imagination. Now, you cannot use the logical mind that There are no sharks there. Mind will reject this. You have to create a new imagination in order to defeat that imagination. Just as this man created imaginary mongoose to defeat the imaginary snakes, in the similar manner, the training of the subconscious mind will tell you, you sit every day and imagine that you are going through a dark tunnel. Fearless you are going. And this is the thing, keep on doing it every day. That you are going all alone, there is nothing. And then you are becoming so strong that, and one more thing, people are coming to you with the same problem and you are guiding them how to get out from these issues. Though you yourself probably having that, but try to tell, like some people fear to go in water. They fear water. Some people fear trains. There are phobias, there are at least 1,000 phobias are there. Phobias of heights, fear of height, fear of disease, fear of this, fear of that. So many are there. The second thing is about shark. Similarly, create visualization, a picture where you see that you are swimming and everywhere there are sharks and you are remaining unaffected. So this is something known as subliminal messages. Create a commentary, write down a commentary and keep on repeating. This is known as affirmations. Keep on repeating positive self-statements. I am fearless, I am fearless, I am fearless. Nothing, I am not afraid of anything. And what you fear, face that. The way to counter fear is to face that. There are about 10 different ways of countering fear. I am not going to go in that details of that. But different ways. Read about how to get rid of fear. This is just one example which you gave. And as I said, any fear, fears are just imaginary. All imaginary. Know that they are figment of imagination. And create now a new commentary, a new drill, a mental drill, a spiritual drill, a new imagination, and counter that.
What with physical illness, if you have a physical illness, yeah. Then... For example, I've injured both of my hands. They're not getting better for a year. Mm. I keep trying meditation or visualizing?
This is one of the best thing you can do. There are many people in the world. I will give you the name of one book. Just write down. Mm-hmm. The Power of Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy.
Okay.
This is one and the only book in the world where such things are given about subconscious minds, which are not there anywhere. The author himself was suffering from incurable cancer. And doctors told him that nothing is going to help you. And he cured his cancer with his own mind. Just with the mind power. Dr. Joseph Murphy. So, you can create some drills. For example, give me any example of any illness, I can tell you the drill. Which illness?
Like de Quervain, like tendinitis.
Tendinitis,
hands,
okay. Yeah. So, for example, where is the knee or
hand?
Thumb. Okay. So, see, first go and see the animation of the body, how the body is, okay? Now, this is the hand, and you have a severe pain there. I create certain visualizations, okay? Who I am? I am just a point of light, or I am a spirit living in the body, some consciousness which is in the body. I am not just the body, I am something which is non-material, non-physical, something higher. I am a set of positive energy. Now, every day in the morning, when you get up or while you are sleeping, just you are lying down and about to sleep, relax your body. First of all, I will tell you a few things about Yog Nidra. Relax your body is known as power nap. Rotation of consciousness, rotate the consciousness throughout the body. Look everything. My index finger, my thumb, middle finger, ring finger. And then gradually relax hand, and this hand, and then forearm, and then arm, then shoulder. Relax everything. Second step. Third step, focus on the breath for some time. Third step. And then fourth, now create some thought here. What thought? I am sending positive and pure vibrations to my hand. Pure and positive vibrations are going to my hand, and all the inflammation, all the infection, inflammation, whatever is there, is getting settled. I am becoming better day by day. I am becoming better day by day. Now I don't have any pain. I am absolutely pain free. Create such thoughts. Every day create such thoughts. Create new visualization. Write down some commentary. and listen that. You know what is, what are subliminal messages? Subliminal messages are these. While you sleep, give some messages indirectly. Because directly if you tell, I am having no pain, it doesn't accept. You have to go backdoor entry. You must have seen advertisements, what they do. You go, which is the soap which is used here in Singapore? Tell me the name. Most commonly used soap, bathing soap. Huh? Dove. So, okay, so there is a television you are seeing. There is a 3-hour movie. In between, there are 6 times advertisement. Dove, 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 Dove. You are not interested. You are interested in movie. You are not interested in that advertisement. Now you go to the shop. Please give me some soap. He says, which? Dove. From where it has come? It has come from there. These are the techniques these advertisement companies are using. So you have to indirectly attack the mind. So keep on sending, keep feeding the mind, keep on feeding the mind. Positive, 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 positive. Let negative come out. Don't worry about that. For example, there is an ink bottle. Ink is finished. Now there is a, it is still dirty. You want to wash this. What you do? You keep that ink bottle below the tap. And the fresh water is going. What happens first? Inky water will come out. Do you stop? Oh, why inky water is coming? Stop, stop, stop. No, we keep on pouring water. Keep on pouring fresh water. And then after some time, the fresh water will come and the water will become clean. In the similar manner, keep on putting new thoughts, positive thoughts. I am becoming okay. I started the class with the example of cribiosin. What that man was doing? His mind was believing the things which are told in the world. The newspaper is saying it's a very good drug. He accepted. The newspaper said it is a bad drug. He accepted. Again it said it is useless. The disease came back and he died. So it's all the law of belief. It's the law of attraction. Study these laws. Law of faith, law of belief, law of attractions. How do they work? So if you have belief, yes, it will work. A blind man comes to Jesus Christ and says, Lord, please help me. Jesus says, dost thou believest that I can't cure thee? Do you believe that I can cure you? He says, yea, Lord, yes. Then be thou whole. And he gets rid of his blindness. He says, how this happened? Thy faith has healed thee. Your faith has healed thee. If ye have faith, and if ye order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, and it shall be done. If you have the faith, so it is the law of faith. Have the faith that my pain is gone. Have the faith that my tendinitis is gone. Have the faith that whether I take drugs or not, that is another thing. But I have no more pain. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere, inverted comma, if you deny the poison of the snake, nothing will happen to you. Even the venom of the snake would become poisonless. If you can firmly deny it. Okay?
So, sorry, before that, yeah. Does it mean that you think this way, really it will not be back again?
Totally you keep healed. How firmly you think about it. Believe it so firmly that the things will work for you. Even if they don't, keep on believing and things will happen for you.
Until it's totally healed.
Whenever, whichever pain it is, any pain it is, whether most of the time post-op pains, like patient is operated for something, he is given painkillers, but still many of the times they have pain. They can use this, that I don't have pain. I am okay. I am okay. I am okay. I am fine. I am okay. So then pain at will, because it is all about this. It's all what this circadian rhythm, the mental clock, what is set, it behaves like that. For example, in our hospital time is 9 to 1 o'clock in the morning hours, then again afternoon. 1 o'clock means everybody goes for lunch. Okay. Now, I was thinking someday, if clock is made at 11 o'clock only, it is shown 1 o'clock. Everybody will feel hungry. Let me go. Though it is 2 hours early, but still, it has nothing to do with food. It has to do here. It has to do everything here. No, hunger has nothing to do. 1 o'clock means I have to go for food. So it's like that. So how resolutely, how deeply you believe in things and the things will happen. As is your belief, so will the things would be.
Irrevocable.
Yeah.
Good. One more question?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. One or two. Take the mic. Take the mic.
If you're going by this logic, that means Western medicine is totally useless. Because if you have the power to heal yourself, then all these medicines are actually useless. Do you agree with that?
See, there is many things to this. When, for example, somebody suffers from malaria, okay? It is true that with mind power you can heal, but to what extent one has developed his mind power? That is also another thing. In this age of Kali Yuga, or in this age, to what extent we have used, or what is our faith? Even if I say that, yes, for example, the Bible says one statement, if ye have faith, and if ye order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, it shall be done. You order the mountain, oh mountain, get up and go on the sea. Now I try to do it. Just, I am standing there and I have to order the mountain. But before ordering, now I know it is not going to work. My faith is not whole. My faith is not there. I am saying when the faith is 100%. Now, and one, this is one part of the story. The second part, can we do such thing that we can combine together? Since we are living in the world of science, I know it is malaria. So why not to take the treatment for malaria? At the same time, use subconscious mind power and combine them together. Is it not better? Rather than saying that, because Western medicine, Eastern medicine, any medicine for that matter, before we pronounce it as useless, what are the evidences we have to say that? I can see, because I myself, earlier times, I would, when I was just intern, I had all the faith more in the mind power. But when I saw how the breathless patient is coming, asthma patient is coming, and we are treating him, and within 2 hours he is stable. I am an intensivist. Intensivist means ones who take care of the ICU. Critical patients, serious patients, ventilator, this. So, the best approach, what I think is, when you are taking some tablet, okay, you have to take, suppose somebody has blood pressure. I will not say stop the blood pressure medicine. I will not say stop the diabetes medicine. Continue all that. But when you take the tablet, feel that this tablet, the moment I will take, it will induce positive thoughts. It will make me powerful. It will, my sugars are coming under control. My heart is getting okay. All the blockages are getting removed. With these thoughts, combine these two things, mental power and also take the spiritual and science, combine them together. And then the miracles will happen. Now, just to say that, okay, it is useless, I don't believe in this. Okay, then what you believe in, take that. Even if there are people in the world who don't believe in allopathic medicines at all. They go to homeopathic, there are 100 branches. All alternative medicines. And even I have seen sometimes that a person is not getting okay, and then jhadpuk and that, all those, you know. In India, all those things are there. They go to villagers and they do all the village tactics and they get okay also. For example, there is a doctor, a very great surgeon. He went in some Bihar and in some Adivasi area there. And there one man met him. He said, I am having cough since 1 month. Can you help me? So since he was a doctor, he did not have anything to write his prescription. He took one leaf from the tree and wrote something on that and gave and said to him that, you have to take this twice a day. This medicine, which he wrote. And the person left. And he came after a few days. He said, after 1 month he came. He said, alright, I'm alright. I want that leaf more. He said, for what? He said, you told to take that leaf. So I made it so many pieces. Half piece in the morning, half piece in the evening. I got okay. So this is what. He never meant the leaf. He was an allopathy doctor. He meant the prescription which was written. But the Adivasa, that person who, aboriginals, they thought it is this. So, mind works in many manners. But I will not, because I myself have seen hundreds and hundreds of patients getting saved because of all the scientific things which we did on them. But what I want is to combine two things. Combine both rather than opposing anything, because opposition itself is something negative. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was had raised their hand. Yeah, the last. Yeah, give the mic.
Two topics. So observation and sensitivity, right? So my handwriting. what do I look for? Okay, so one thing my school emphasizes, because I'm from a design school, right? They emphasize looking for something beyond what is already available. So how do I know what to sense? Like, because it's like, that sensitivity is, to develop that sensitivity itself is a bit hard. Because our teacher really pushes us to the max, but then sometimes I just don't know what to expect or...
Okay. Receptivity is one thing, observation. These are the two things. How we are observing things and how we can go beyond that what is visible. How we can feel that is impalpable. How we can hear that which is inaudible. To feel that is unfelt. To feel that is, it is not there anywhere. These are the skills, you know. So, for this, learn to go in nature, sit in some solitude, close the eyes and listen all the voices which are around you. Try to listen to all the voices, the chirping of the birds, everything, every day increase. So this will increase the receptivity of ears. This will increase, then observe something, some very good picture, close the eyes. And try to recall what all things you saw. So, just 2 minutes. Close the eyes. Sit alert. Close the eyes and focus fully on that music. So that you don't miss even a single point of it. Just calm yourself. Totally relax. Mind calm. Concentrated. Om Shanti. I think work on this automatically, all the senses would get sharpened. Om Shanti.